Wheat streak mosaic virus is a disease of wheat spread by the wheat curl mite, an extremely small pest that's active in the fall. In autumn of 2014, numerous fields were reported to be infested with wheat curl mite in South Dakota, but the symptoms of the disease didn't become evident until spring and summer. SDSU Extension plant pathologist Emmanuel Biamukama explains.
If last spring you saw plants that were yellowing, that were stunted, that was because of wheat streak mosaic virus.
Control of wheat streak mosaic virus begins now, even though winter wheat planting is still weeks away. Biamukama encourages growers to eliminate the green bridge.
The green bridge is volunteer wheat and grassy weeds that provide the wheat curl mites where they will move from this green bridge and go to young emerging wheat in fall.
The wheat curl mite is unable to travel great distances and actually moves primarily with the wind. By eliminating green vegetation in and around a field, the pest has limited options for new habitat. Grasses around a field should also be mowed.
If you're planting in wheat stubble field or if you're planting next to a previously wheat crop, you want to make sure that everything that's green there is killed at least 2 weeks before planting.
The 2-week elimination of the green bridge is the best management available to control the wheat curl mite. Delayed planting can also be effective in reducing infection threats. To learn more on the wheat curl mite and wheat streak mosaic virus, visit the wheat section at igrow.org. I'm Pam Gappert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.